Does your family's schedule look like an endless list of appointments, games, and practices? Does keeping everyone on schedule feel impossible? The Skylight Calendar is here to put an end to your scheduling stress with its all-in-one shared display, visual structure, and color-coded scheduling. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/get30. Go to myskylight.com/get30 for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/get30.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Do you know there's a healthy, appropriate amount of time that every person listening should go number one when they go? The amount of time it takes from start to finish. There is a healthy time.
Didn't know that.
No, I mean, some of them are longer than others. I would say it's probably like 15 seconds that's to go from start to, probably about 15, 20 seconds.
Every animal on earth that weighs more than 6.6 pounds empties their bladder in the exact same amount of time. Not every time, obviously.
Well, yeah, that's impossible. I've gone to the bathroom next to you before.
Very fast.
Dump out your 5-gallon bucket.
Average, it might average out the right way, but there's no way. Much slower.
Hot Wings says 15 seconds. Kelly, what about you? What's the amount of time that is normal? It's the same across all animals, big, small, if they're above 6.5 pounds.
Now, this is I assume this is a regular daytime pee, right? Not first pee of the morning as an older guy.
They don't get into that.
Man, that one, I think I've gone over a minute before.
It feels like it sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll say 10 seconds.
Okay, Steve?
20?
You're going to want to time yourself now.
I already do. And
I'm going to go time myself? Seriously, I was going to go during the break.
I can't go right now. I just went a little while ago.
So 21 seconds.
Animals, I said 15 or 20.
Yeah. Steve said 20. Mm-hmm. Animals with bigger bladders have stronger streams. Smaller bladders have weaker streams.
What about the free beer quotient? Is that in there?
Well, it does not take into account the abnormally wide urethras, where you know, it's like you hook up a bigger hose to the faucet, water's going to come out faster. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, it doesn't. I'm a violation of the science, I think. Is what they're saying. If it takes you more time, then you've gone to the bathroom too late. And if it takes you less time, it means you've gone to the bathroom too early.
Oh, I hate
for your
early
organs
pee.
To be best utilized.
Okay, all right.
So, what is the downside to that?
If you go too often, what happens? It trains your bladder to be overactive as you get older, and you will have to go all the time. If you feel like you have to go all the time, but you're not anywhere close to the 21-second mark, it can also be the sign of bladder stones, cystitis, or prostate issues. You should consult your doctor.
Okay.
We're all timing it the next time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all mammals, not all animals, I should say. But,
okay.
People are already telling us their time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about it now.
This text, I time myself every morning. My longest was 1 minute and 16 seconds.
I believe it. I believe it, man. I've had a couple of, I am, I hate getting out of bed, and I will ignore it and fight it. It's a miracle I have never wet the bed as an adult male. Because, man, I will not get out of bed for anything. And there have been times where I've gotten up and I'm like, I think my internal organs are probably broken, and I'll go to the bathroom, and it just... It's like you've been constricting that muscle so much unconsciously all night that it's just like there's no push power. It's just like, well, it's just going to go as it goes. And you just go, wow. And then you think you're done, and then you loosen up, and it's like Frank Drebin at the urinal. Mm-hmm. And you loosen up, and then you start going again.
Like you've gone twice.
It's like it's catching up. Like it's still emptying. You go, wow, this is crazy.
21 seconds. All right, we got one. Just did it. 13 seconds.
That's too fast. You didn't need to go yet.
Yep. You're wasting your time. You're making your bladder get into a sissy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid I might be doing that. Like, I've gotten into the habit of, no matter where I go or what I do, I go to the bathroom before I go.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Before I leave.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And sometimes I don't really have to go, but I go, well, I probably have to a little bit.
Yeah, I never
and
do
I'm
that.
Afraid that I'm training myself now.
Yeah, I do that with the kids. Like, well, you better go before we go. I just went. Go again.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go at the grocery store or whatever.
Florida is considering a ban of
Well, God knows. Huh. I mean, could be anything.
Well, yeah. it's
ban everything.
It's a little lighter than some of the other bans that might be going on.
Okay.
They are considering a ban. A Democrat named Lauren Book is in the Florida State Senate, and she is sponsoring a bill that would ban dogs from hanging their head out the window while the car is moving.
Oh, well, that, you know, that's the most important scourge in America right now is a dog with its head out the window.
Is she like an animal rights activist or something?
Yeah. It seems like
it. But they love it. If they didn't love it, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Right? Nobody makes them put their head out the window.
Has there been a big increase in like dog decapitations or something in Florida because they...
Yeah, what is the need for a bill like this?
What's going on?
The bill is all about general animal wellness and preventing cruelty. Other things it would do would make declawing cats illegal, bar people from driving with pets on their lap, and ban the sale of rabbits in the lead up to Easter because people abandon them often and just throw them in the streets.
Okay, so so is it like 40 days before Easter, that kind of thing? Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah, Lent.
Now, I am for banning declawing cats because it's cruel. And I am for banning lap dogs for drivers. I think that's so stupid to drive with an animal on your lap. But a dog with its head out the window, who cares?
It's not like people force their dog to put their head out the window.
Yeah, it's not
apparently
cruel.
Pet experts recommend not letting them do it. It can be very bad for their eyes. And they say if your dog really needs to do it, you should get them dog goggles. If I drive by and I see some adorable Labrador out the window with his tongue flapping like a tail and goggles on like he's flying a biplane in World War I, I'm probably going to get in a wreck from staring at that dog.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Now, I think that should be something enforced. You don't ban dogs sticking their head out the window. You just enact a rule that they have to wear dog goggles.
And a scarf.
A scarf would
be amazing.
A little
bomber jacket.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And whoever's driving the car has to be dressed exactly like the dog.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too. Yeah, the dog cannot be in your lap, but next to you, dressed the same.
Oh. Suddenly, I am for government overreach.
If we want to make this world a better place, that goes on the books today.
Get to it, Florida. You start, and we'll all follow.
Mm-hmm. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.